Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An incoming Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19, only days before being sworn into office. A spokesman for 41-year-old Luke Ledlow of Louisiana confirmed the congressman-elect's death at a Shreveport hospital. The state's newest congressman was admitted to a hospital 11 days ago after testing positive for the coronavirus. He is survived by his wife and two children. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive at fighting COVID-19 when he takes office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days on the job. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration of President Donald Trump, saying it was falling short and needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of December. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated in Denver, the state capital. British scientists that the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strands of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving to the United States from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could soon be arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans. Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as Tuesday evening and will continue arriving into next week. The government will begin mailing out paper checks on Wednesday for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked an immediate vote on increasing the payments to $2,000. McConnell has timed the increase in payments to President Donald Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demand for the $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace the $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. President Trump is also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. Rescue teams searched overnight after a strong earthquake in central Croatia killed at least 7 people Tuesday and injured more than 20 others and destroyed buildings. The prime minister said late Tuesday officials expect the death toll to rise. Tuesday's magnitude 6.4 quake came a day after a magnitude 5.2 earthquake struck the same area. Many people spent Tuesday night outside, fearful of another earthquake striking the already battered buildings. British lawmakers will vote on a Brexit deal on Wednesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will speak ahead of the vote, saying a deal he clinched on December 24th will allow Britain to trade with its European neighbors and keep control of its laws and destiny. The accord preserves Britain's zero tariff and zero quota access to the European Union's 450 million consumers, preventing the chaotic split businesses had feared. But it does not cover services, which make up 80% of the British economy, and trade in goods will still be hampered by red tape and higher costs. And a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft returned to the skies over the U.S. Tuesday for the first time since the plane was grounded worldwide 2 years ago. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.